with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, who was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has risen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and into all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Just a brief scripture lesson today. If you recall, in our liturgy, the first reading and the gospel are always connected. Sometimes it's difficult to see the connection. Today, it's very obvious. In the first reading, Elisha raises a young man from the dead, and in the gospel, Jesus raises a young man from the dead. But notice the stark difference between the two. The prophet Elisha almost becomes hysterical, crying out to God to give him the strength to raise this young man back to life. On the other hand, Jesus is completely calm. He knows he has power over life and death. This story is found only in Luke's gospel. It's not mentioned in Matthew, Mark, or John. And that's fitting because in Luke's portrait of Jesus, he portrays Jesus as the new Elijah. And he is constantly pointing out things that Jesus does, which Elijah did in the Old Testament. And secondly, if you listen to the reading, it says that when Jesus saw this widowed mother, his heart was moved with pity for her. Remember that women had no standing whatsoever. So if this woman were widowed and childless, there would be no one to care for her. She would have been out on the street on her own. And it is in Luke's gospel only that Jesus responds to women the way he does today. We know more about Mary, for example, from Luke's gospel than all of the other gospels put together. It is only Luke who tells us about the Annunciation, the visitation to Elizabeth, the whole story of Jesus' birth in a manger with shepherds, etc. And throughout Luke's gospel, Jesus includes women in his ministry. But remember one thing. It says that his heart was moved with pity when he saw her. And his heart is also moved with pity when he sees you in pain. Amen.